No question. I think, well, first of all, that's a really good team we played. And I'm not, it's, I don't know if we got their best shot or not. Our goal is to come in here and win and get 2 points. And you have, I've said this before, you have to take advantage of teams. They played overtime game last night. And you have to take advantage of tired teams. And then, you know, they got that first one. I was really proud of the guys how we responded. We kept answering their goals. But I think when you're a tired team, you know, they tried to get the lead and then sit back and protect, and we kept answering. But we took advantage of that. And I thought for the most part, barring probably the last 6-7 minutes there, we played a solid hockey game. And it was good to see. Good response.
So as you start to learn the characteristics and the personality of your team, what's that say then? They answered 2 games before. They answered twice, one mm-hmm. behind the first, and really, you know, really efficient third period.
Well, they've pretty much done that for most of the year. And I think you got to play the whole 200 feet. I think sometimes, you know, we've got a lot of offensive players, so sometimes you get caught thinking about scoring and not so much our end. I think that's always going to be a challenge when you have offensive players. But, you know, I'd rather teach the offensive players how to play D than the guys that struggle to score how to score. And we've, you know, it's a work in progress. But the guys have really been buying in. And you got to take advantage of, as I said before, tired teams and your home ice. And we let one slip the other night, but we got her tonight.
They got up a lot of shots in the previous 2 games in the first period. I mean, did you see a little better collective defensive?
I thought we were much better tonight. I think we gave up a few more grade A's than I liked, especially that first period. That power play, we gave a bunch of chances up on that PP. But I think for the most part, we had a really solid second period. I don't know if we gave them really a sniff in the second. And we didn't really give them a sniff in the third till basically right before we scored. So that was big that the boys kept it out of the net, and then, you know, when we got that fifth one, that kind of was it. But when you limit the amount of shots, you're just limiting the amount of chances a puck's going to go in the net, and so it was much better to keep a team under 30 again.
After going back and forth a little bit in the beginning of the first period, it seemed like the guys really maintained their composure and got the momentum back in their favor, mm-hmm. and for the rest of the game it kind of stayed that way. Were you happy with how they showed their resiliency?
Well, I think it was probably a little more stressful in the sense that we'd lost 2 in a row, and so, and then to go down,
right.
But we, the group, we have a pretty confident group, so I think they don't ever feel like, hey, we can get some goals, but more the thought process was, hey, boys, we got to help Ish out here and keep these out of the net. And I think there was good. It was good talk on the bench. Everybody was, there was no panic in our guys at all, and so that, you know, clearly helped us.
But Tyler Johnson contributed again tonight. Why has he been able to keep his momentum going?
Well, because he's a good player. And he plays to his strengths. He uses his speed. He gets to areas where goals are scored. And he's really learned, you know, playing in the American League, there are a lot of those guys, they have to, you know, that's where you get to put a little ointment on your warts. And because everybody's got them, from the head coach all the way down to the trainers. And you keep building on your strengths, but you got to round out your game. And Tyler Johnson became a 200-foot player, and that's why he's a full-time NHLer and excelling at it.
Puckett has a goal per game in his last, this is 5 games or so. I mean, is he making it hard for you to keep him out of the lineup or keep, you know?
Well, of course it is. Yeah. And it's that's one thing when you've got a deep forward group, and he's earning everything he's getting now. And the thing is, like, he's a pretty inexperienced player, so, you know, guys got to take their lumps early on, but it's it's like the Energizer Bunny, you know, he just keeps on going, and but in all facets of the game. And he's got 5 goals now. I'm not expecting him to, you know, score 60. It'd be unreal if he did, but he there's another one that plays the 200-foot game. He's been unreal on the penalty kill for us. Even at the end there, you know, there's a little bit of dust up, and, you know, know who's right in the middle of it, but Cedric Paquette. So that's something we've needed on this team is guys that gritty players, and he's one of them. And I'm really happy for him, to be honest. He's a phenomenal kid, and he deserves this.
Thank you.